The Mulder's Arms was packed with Thursday night spenders. On stage, yuppie rock group The Stockbrokers were doing their thing. "Isn't it about time we stormed the stage?" Catfish was attempting to issue a command. "Wait for their last number, it'll have more impact then," Chicken Feed insisted. "I don't know how much more of this god-awful music I can stand. Your music will sound that much better once everyone suffered this." Chicken Feed patted Catfish on the shoulder as he spoke. "Look at 'em." Catfish gestured at the audience by flinging his arms out from his chest. "They're actually enjoying it. They've got no taste whatsoever." "Don't worry," Chicken Feed reassured him. "Look over there." He pointed at the gaggle of journalists huddled around the bar. "They're not enjoying it, but they're going to love it when you crash the stage. It'll give them something decent to write about in next week's papers. Play the new song, Storm the Yuppie Homes." At last, The Stockbrokers announced their last number, England Forever. Chicken Feed motioned with his arms. Alienation and their followers cut through the pub in a flying wedge, scattering yuppies as they went. Chicken Feed leapt onto the stage and launched himself at Peter Conduit. The singer was knocked backwards. Catfish came in right behind Chicken Feed and headed for the guitarist. He clenched his fist and heard the satisfying crunch of splintering bone as it smashed into the bastard's nose. Then he jabbed a left hook into the shitbag's excuse for a mouth. The guitarist staggered backwards, spitting out gouts of blood and the occasional piece of broken tooth. Alienation's followers stood guard around the stage as the group tuned up. "We're Alienation," Christine announced, "and this is called Storm the Yuppie Homes." The Stockbrokers' yuppie fans were horrified. This was a direct assault on their lifestyle. The music journalist lapped it up. The sound was crude, both it and the lyrics lacked any trace of subtlety. But then rock and roll had always had more to do with energy than finesse. Alienation, it was sex, anger and excitement, all vital ingredients which had been lacking from the Stockbrokers' set. Several journalists were checking their notepads to make sure they got the name of the group. Even as they did so, Chicken Feed was handing out embossed cards bearing the band's logo and a contact number. The song lasted a mere 1 minute and 20 seconds. That was all it took to clear the pub of yuppie scum.